listening to Speaking with One Voice with Rodney Payne. If you have any comments, questions, concerns, topics you'd like discussed on the show, or if you'd like to be a guest on the show, please email us at rpayne@onevoiceinc.org. That's rpayne@onevoiceinc.org. You can also search for us on Acast, Google Play, SoundCloud, and iTunes. Just look for Speaking with One Voice. Now, here's your host, Rodney Payne.
Hello, and welcome to Speaking with One Voice. I am your host, the coach, Rodney Payne. So glad to be back with you again here for this week's episode of Speaking with One Voice. I want to take just a moment to thank you for the opportunity to share with you and your leaders as you grow on your leadership journey. If you're a leader, entrepreneur, you are in the right place and you will grow today. I want to make sure that you know how to find us. Please check us out, RodneyRPayne.com, RodneyRPayne.com, or on all of our social media platforms at RodneyRPayne. We'd love to help you with your leadership challenges, your growth opportunities, expansion, strategic planning. We do a lot of things, but they're all focused simply on helping you to be the best leader that you can be and get from where you are to where you want to be individually and organizationally. So let's hop into today's topic. I want to talk about navigating fatigue. Navigating fatigue. So we talk about this thing in leadership, fatigue. The definition, or by definition, fatigue is really talking about your weariness from a physical or a mental perspective. It comes from putting in great effort. When you're really busy and you work really hard, you get tired, you get fatigued, you get weary in what you're doing. Leaders and entrepreneurs, one of the goals when you start a business or you're a speaker or you're a leader is you have a product. You want to be in demand. You want people to want your product. You want people to want your brand. You want people to call you for speaking engagements. You want people to order large quantities from you. You want to find success. The challenge is demand equals success in many cases, but it's also challenging. When you're in demand, it means you've got growth. It means you're making progress, but it also means you can be easily overwhelmed. I mean, you've worked really, really hard to get to this point, only to get here to find yourself overwhelmed now. Can anybody relate to what I'm talking about? Is this you? Have you worked so hard to get your business to where it is that now you can't take vacations, you can't take breaks, or you get so emotionally, mentally, physically drained that you don't see how you can go on? Unfortunately, this is a problem or a challenge for many successful leaders and entrepreneurs, or even if you haven't found success yet, but you're on your way, your schedule gets more in demand. So how do you navigate this place of fatigue? It may even be causing you frustration. I want to talk to you about this because I believe that when you work hard to get here, it's not fair to complain when you get what you worked for. In other words, you could work half a day and be done, or you didn't have much to do, or you were looking for things, you were planning things, and you were forecasting, and you were strategically planning your business, but now you are in demand, your business is booming, and you can't keep up with yourself, and to say it flat out, you are tired. You're tired. Well, I want to give you three steps to navigate this fatigue, this weariness in your body, in your mind, in your emotions. I want to give you three things that will help you to navigate this challenging process that ultimately can lead to frustration, burnout, or even failure because you're so overwhelmed. The first thing is you must admit you're fatigued. Listen, you have to let somebody know, and that someone is you, that you are fatigued. You are growing weary. You are exhausted. You are tired. You just don't have much else to give at this point. I mean, you have got to admit that to yourself. See, sometimes it's not about keeping a secret. It's more about you are just not aware. See, sometimes people think that you are not admitting that you're fatigued when it may be, in fact, you don't even realize you're fatigued. You've been doing this so long and for so much time, excuse me, and working so hard that you don't realize it's fatigue. So sometimes we have to move to a place of being aware of fatigue. So if we're going to be aware of fatigue, there's a few things that I can help you with to help you to really check your awareness. To identify your fatigue, the first thing you can check is your attitude. I'm going to give you two or three KPIs for am I fatigued. One is your attitude. Is your attitude, your perspective, your view, is it deteriorating? Are you becoming short? Are you easily frustrated? Do you find yourself not responding in a way that's reflective of who you really are as a person? Are you getting short with your team? Check your attitude. Is your glass gone from the world is our oyster to we have one more problem? What's next? Is the other shoe going to fall off? So you need to check your attitude. I mean, I look at attitude as how we see things, how we perceive things. And so if everything went from positive to neutral, from neutral to negative, you are growing in fatigue. And you may not be aware that fatigue is the problem simply because of the demand on your time. The demand in your time, the natural response to that is it creates stress when you have a high demand. But stress and fatigue are a bit different. Stress, while you have a way to navigate it, you can work through it. Fatigue can actually slow you down and stop you, and you cannot perform at a level that you are used to performing at. So check your attitude. Not only are you to check your attitude, but you want to check your activity. Check your activity. How busy are you? What are you really doing? See, there are certain things that you can do along the process. And one of the tidbits that I often share with you is that you want to do your work at your most productive times. Well, when fatigue sets in, no matter what time you work, you're less productive. When fatigue sets in, your alarm goes off and where you have a normal snooze pattern, you begin to increase that snooze pattern. And some days you turn the alarm off completely. When you are getting fatigued, your activity will decline. You will see that you will do less and less, or you'll spend the same time in places with a lot less productivity in that same window. So again, if we're looking to navigate fatigue, we've got to admit that we're fatigued, admit that we've gotten weary, and then we have to be able to identify, yeah, I'm actually fatigued. I have to know that I'm tired, know that I'm weary, and then I'm going to do these three KPI. One, I'm going to check my attitude. Two, I'm going to check my activity. Three, I'm going to check my appetite. Your appetite will let you know your stress levels. And people say, well, I don't eat much. Again, your appetite will let you know your stress levels. Well, I eat a lot all the time. Again, your appetite will let you know how fatigued you are. So if you have a normal eating pattern, a normal appetite, and when you get to a place of weariness, it either gets where you want more food or you want less food, or you all you think about is food, or you forget to eat when normally you have a normal rhythm of how you eat. Those are good indicators that you are fatigued. I am a stress. Let me see. How can I say this the best way? I am a stressed social eater. So when I get fatigued, I want some good company and a good meal with some good food. And that excludes anything diet at that point, right? I know that you've got your own way, but so why do you think it has a name? Comfort food. There's some scientific research that supports what comfort food does to your mental capacity. So if you want to know if you're fatigued, you check your appetite. It will tell on you. Your appetite will show you kind of where you are. And that's an indicator that you need to do something about it. So as we're navigating fatigue, listen, we worked hard to get here. You've worked tremendously hard to get to where you are. It'd be a shame to lose it now because just simply because of fatigue, because we can work through this. Now, what I need to understand is that we've identified that we're fatigued. We get it, coach. We're fatigued. Now what do we do? Well, listen, you're listening to Speaking With One Voice. I am your host, Coach Rodney Payne. Today, we're talking about navigating fatigue. We've talked about first, admit your fatigue. Secondly, you have to attend to your fatigue. That's right, attend. Now, knowing you have a problem, that's good. But if you don't address it, it's not good. So when we talk about attending to your fatigue or to your weariness, what I really want to talk about is how do I attend to this thing, fatigue? Well, the first thing is you have to attend to it before you get to it. Let me say that again. You have to attend to your fatigue before you get to your fatigue. So that means you have to schedule some regular time off. Regular time off. When I say regular, I have times that I take off weekly where I don't work. I try to take off a little bit extra on a monthly basis. I do some quarterly stuff. And then annually, I'm going to unplug for a week or better. It's part of my regular process. The problem with leaders and entrepreneurs, those who are heavy hitters, who are type A's, who are go-getters, who have the burden or responsibility of leading others, is that we often don't have regular times off. We have what I call responsive times off. Now, regular is just scheduled. I have a certain day of the week that I don't work. On that day, what I do is I put my phone on do not disturb as to not be tempted to solve someone's problem, because you know leaders do solve problems. So I have to, first of all, communicate that's my off day, and then I have to respect it myself that that's my off day, and then give that time. That's scheduled, right? That's scheduling. That's my regular time off. Whereas responsive time off is when you end up in the hospital because you were so stressed out. Responsive time off is when you have an injury, a family emergency. One that I find to be very interesting is that no matter how busy the world is, when we have a significant person in our life that we lose them and we have a funeral to go to, for whatever reason, the world can stop revolving while we go and deal with that grief of the funeral. Now, we can respond with that time, but if there was no death in the family, if there was no one, no crisis, could you take an afternoon and just give it to something else? My answer, of course, is yes, you can, but we have to choose to do that. So what happens is we don't schedule our regular times off. We allow our time off to schedule us. So you end up working, stressed, going through things, even more fatigued. So you're already tired, and here you are, you have to go. Now, I get it. Some first responder professions, ministry, other things like that require you to respond. Family, they require responses, and I get that. And we'll have that as a part of your life. But that cannot substitute for attending to yourself. You're going to have that whether you do it or not. But when you attend to yourself, I want you to regularly schedule some time. Listen, let's start right now. Let's pick some time during the 7 days that you have just for you. And I mean just for you. I don't mean for your family. I don't mean for your I mean for hobbies. I mean for personal rest. I don't mean for anything that's obligating you to be there. I'm talking about this is just for you. Don't take that frown off your face. Listen to me, young man. Listen to me, young lady. I want you to pick some time at regular intervals, meaning it doesn't have to be the same time, the same day, the same week. But every week, I want you to find some hours that are just for you. Put them in your phone, put them on your daytime or whatever you might use, and call it attend to me time. Attend to me time. And that time is not to be used to be given to anyone else except yourself. I have a regular health and wellness routine. I have a regular care that I go to. That's my time, not anyone else's. I have time daily that I will not engage or answer my phone because I'm taking care of me. You have got to get yourself on your own calendar. I don't mean to be irresponsible and not work. I'm simply saying keeping yourself in a position where you can navigate the landmines of fatigue. So first is schedule that time. Don't let it be responsive. Let it be scheduled. Let it be proactive. Secondly, if you're going to attend to your own fatigue, you have to learn to delegate. I know, say it with me, say delegate. You didn't say it. Say delegate. Now listen, this is a challenge because delegating properly is harder initially on the leader. Because in order to delegate, you have to properly prepare the person or persons you're going to delegate said responsibility to. So it's harder initially because you've got to get your details in place. You've got to get your processes and systems in place. You've got to clearly communicate and articulate your expectations. But listen, it is worth it. Let me say it again. It is worth it. When you take the time on the front end, you'll buy back time on the back end, and you'll be able to navigate fatigue a whole lot better because you'll be able to focus on your strengths, focus on your responsibilities while delegating both the authority and the responsibility of whatever task you're delivering. It doesn't mean you don't delegate your ultimate responsibility, because when you delegate, you're still the bottom line. You're still the one responsible, but you want to make the person that you're delegating the position to, the task to, they have to have authority, they have to have preparation, and they need to feel responsible, which means, and you show them their responsibility through you holding them accountable. That means you'll make them answerable for what you've given them to do. So it becomes very important for you, if you're going to truly attend to your fatigue, you're going to have to schedule regular time off, not just be responsive. Learn how to delegate. Everything doesn't need to be on your desk. You don't have to micromanage every process. Even though you're ultimately responsible, you mitigate that by training and preparation. You don't just delegate responsibilities to someone who's not ready. You don't abdicate your responsibility. That means you don't just give it away and don't worry if it fails or succeeds. You make it personal, but there's a process of getting that thing off your desk. And then you've got to learn, this is very important, on your daily calendar, put some white space, please. What is white space? White space is time between your appointments. In this new era, we are doing more Zoom and Teams meetings back to back, and now we throw in some face to face and don't leave travel time. Don't schedule meetings on the 15 every 15. Give yourself 15 between the meetings. Give yourself some white space to shift, to relax, to prepare, to refresh, to clear your brain so that you can think clearly in your next meeting. Don't schedule every minute of every day, my friend. Leave some white space. I've got one more I want to share with you, and I believe this will help you navigate fatigue. So I've talked about that you have to admit your fatigue, you have to attend to your fatigue, and now you have to get yourself an accountability partner. That's right. I want you to get yourself an accountability partner. Now, let's talk about this real quick. If you're going to have someone that you're going to give them the position of accountability partner, there are a few things that we have to do to make this work. First is you have to tell the truth, the whole truth, and nothing but the truth on yourself. They cannot hold you accountable to secrets they don't know. You've got to come clean. That's right. You have got to come clean and be willing to fully share what is going on in your life. And when you do that, you must set clear expectations of how you expect yourself to perform, what you want to accomplish, what you want them to ask you about. It must be very, very clear of the expectations and the process. So if you don't tell them the truth, if you don't come clean, if you don't say everything you want to accomplish and be very clear about, I want to get this done on a weekly basis. So it's going to, in order to have an accountability partner, it takes some work upon yourself to make sure you know where you want to be held accountable. Now, when you're asking them to hold you accountable, what you're really saying is, I want you to make me answerable to you for what I said I wanted to accomplish. Many times this role is best filled by a coach. If you have a coach, they're able to help you get from where you are to where you want to be. They're able to help you in the process of being a thinking partner. They don't make decisions for you, but they do help you to formulate your thoughts to make the best decisions. They can help you figure out where you want to go. Many times we put ourselves on a plan to get somewhere and it wasn't where we really wanted to go. Well, if we had a coach to speak to in that process, the coach would have helped us to clarify and the thought and formulate a strategy to get from where we are to where we want to be. So that's what you're asking for in your accountability partner. The last thing I'm going to say about this is very, very, very critical in order for this to work. If you're going to have an accountability partner, then you must authorize your accountability partner. That means you are literally saying, I am willing to submit myself to being answerable to this person for this reason in my life. That is a very big step, but that's the difference maker. If you want to navigate fatigue, you have to be able to tell your accountability partner when you're tired and when they tell you, listen, you're doing too much of this, Not enough of this. This is not adding redeeming value to you. Why are you doing this? They will ask you some tough questions. They'll put you in some tight spots, so to speak. But what you'll find is they're going to help you to navigate fatigue because they help you understand where you are. And they have been authorized to not only hear you tell the truth, the whole truth and nothing but the truth, but they're also authorized to give you back the truth, the whole truth and nothing but the truth. So navigating fatigue, three quick steps, admit your fatigue. That's right. Admit you're there. Sometimes it's awareness. You don't even realize you're tired. Then attend to your fatigue. There, we've got to take care of ourselves proactively, not reactively. And then finally, get yourself an accountability partner, and then you will be on your way to lessening the fatigue you experience. You can navigate this journey and be the most effective leader or entrepreneur that you can be. Listen, I am so glad and honored that you took time to hang out with us this week here on Speaking with One Voice. We are excited to add value to you each and every day. If by chance you need a coach, I want to tell you something. I've got an opportunity for you to go to my website, RodneyRPain.com, RodneyRPain.com. And when you get there, you can get a free gift of moving the needle in your business. And you can also schedule a free strategy session, a free clarifying strategy session. When you do that, we'll spend 30, 40 minutes together and we'll find out if we're a good fit and if we can help you. But what I promise you is you'll get the free gift and you'll get something out of the 40 minutes that's going to make a difference in your life. And you'll be on your way to lessening the fatigue in your life. Listen, thanks so much for hanging out with me. Stop by our website, RodneyRPain.com. Catch us on social media, YouTube at Rodney R. Payne. And we look forward to seeing you next time. Thank you for joining this week, Speaking with One Voice. I am your host, the coach, Rodney Payne. Until next time, let's keep growing together.
You've been listening to Speaking with One Voice. Please remember to follow Rodney Payne on Instagram, Facebook, and Twitter at Rodney R. Payne. We'd love to hear from you and get your feedback, so please feel free to leave us comments. And if you would, rate and subscribe to the podcast, we'd appreciate that as well. Don't forget to set up for notifications so you can get the latest updates and social media posts and get new podcasts when they're released. As always, use the hashtag SpeakingWithOneVoice or simply SWOV on any of your social media posts. On behalf of Rodney Payne, thanks again for listening to Speaking with One Voice.